speak grace. Teach this fellowship how to live in grace and to speak in grace and to be gracious to people. And I thought, well, how can I do that? And the best way we can learn to speak grace and to live grace with people and with our relationships with family and all these other things is to see how gracious God has been to us. So I want to turn to start out of Luke chapter 7. Before we read our verses in Colossians, this actually came to me during worship as the verse to just put together this message this morning. And so in Luke 7, verse 31, John the Baptist has come on the scene, and people are standing around. Some of them are getting baptized. They're repenting. They're realizing that they're sinners, and others are not. And so Jesus in verse 31 speaks up with those that are rejecting the will of God for themselves, those that are rejecting the baptism of repentance, not really realizing that they're sinners and that they need to, they're not deserving of God's love. And it's a pride thing. It's a pride that mankind has that doesn't recognize that we need salvation. We need a Savior. That God is a God, is an all-consuming fire. And according to Jeremiah 3, it is because of His mercies that we're not consumed. We shouldn't even be here this morning. We shouldn't have any benefits whatsoever. We should all be burning in hell, and that's the fact. And if we don't realize that, we can't understand grace. We do not deserve a breath of air this morning, any of us. We have no right to it. It's a gift of God. It's a grace of God. And so the Lord said, to what shall I liken mankind, these people in this generation? What are they like? They're like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another, saying, we played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We mourned to you, and you did not weep. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine. And you say, he has a demon. And the Son of Man, I've come, and I'm eating and I'm drinking. And you say, look, a glutton and a wine bibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is justified by all our children. Jesus says, look, nobody can be satisfied with this thing. You're critical. You're judging everything. You know, here's John. He's living on locusts, you know, and what else? Grasshoppers and something. I can't remember. But anyway, and he's dressed in goat's hair, you know, and he's out there, you know, in the wilderness screaming, you know, repent, repent. And they're saying, hey, this guy's crazy. He's a nutball. Look at him. He's not wearing a three-piece Gucci. He's not popular. He's not on TV. But look at him out here doing this. And then I come along, and I'm doing just the opposite. I'm sitting down and enjoying fellowship with sinners and tax collectors and wine bibbers and publicans and, you know, and all these kind of things. And you're saying, gah, you just can't figure it out. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter if they're the sinners, the wine bibbers, or the Pharisees or scribes or whatever else, if you recognize that you're a sinner and you need to repent and that you need to recognize the grace of God has been poured on you, you know, wisdom will be justified by those that will do that. And then he goes on and he says, then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee saw who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, talking to himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, he'd know what manner of woman this is who's touching him, for she's a sinner. And Jesus answered and said to him, of course he was talking to himself, Simon, I have something to say to you. So he said, Rabbi, teacher, say it. There was a certain creditor who had two debtors, one owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? And Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And Jesus, he said to him, you have rightly judged. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. Then he said to her, your sins are forgiven. And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? And then he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. A principle I want us to understand as we finish up the book of Colossians here about grace is this. Jesus is able to forgive our sins. We have to be willing to say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me. If we want to grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ, if we want to grow in grace, the way you grow in grace is to recognize what dirt bags we are. And John, thank you. Somebody heard me. He says, I'm using the new word, I'm a dirt bag. It's just another word for earthen vessel, right? Mud bucket, dirt bag, it don't matter. It's all the same thing. But the point being here, the principle of gracious living, of gracious talk, of being gracious to people and not judgmental is this. We're filthy, miserable sinners. And the more I grow in grace, the reason I'm growing in grace, because the more I'm realizing what a dirtbag I am. And all of us needs to understand this. The great men of God, the people God uses in his kingdom are those that just see how filthy they are over and over and live in an attitude of grace that God, you're able to forgive me. You see me righteous in spite of myself. And if we can't get to the place and recognize what God has done for us, we won't love him much. And if you want to love Jesus this morning, recognize what he has done for you, how much he has forgiven you, how he sees us righteous in spite of what we really are. And when I'm honest with myself, and I've been doing it on Sunday mornings early in the morning when I get out on the deck, when the sun comes up and praying and asking the Lord to give me a word, he shows me how dirty my own heart is. He shows me all the things I did all week where I copped attitudes and stuff with his children, people that he loves, that he has forgiven and covered and cleansed by his blood. And it comes back to me. And I'm telling you guys, we need, as a people, if we want to be gracious in our confrontations with those, the unbeliever and the believer, our speech be gracious and want to see God move and see people want to come into the kingdom, come into our church, we need to share the grace of God. It draws, it brings thirst. And so let's read our verses this morning.